This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Republican Representative Ken Buck has introduced a bipartisan bill to combat retail theft by flash mobs. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Combating Organized Retail Crime Act would set up a center that combines local, state, and federal expertise to develop a national strategy to curb organized retail crime and help recover lost goods. Buck says the bipartisan bill will help law enforcement stop future attacks by improving coordination on the federal level and ensuring that smash-and-grab looting of retail stores is appropriately punished. Organized theft rings have hit retailers across the country in recent years. A bipartisan pair of senators introduced the same bill in their chamber in September. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Denver Police Department has its next police chief. Ron Thomas grew up in Denver and has worked for DPD since 1989. City Council approved his nomination by Mayor Michael Hancock on Monday. Thomas takes over a police force plagued by staff shortages and civil rights lawsuits. Court settlements over alleged misconduct are at a five-year high. Meanwhile, crime is on the rise. Mayor Hancock says he chose Thomas in part because of his community outreach work. Former Chief Paul Pazin announced his retirement last month. The Bureau of Land Management has opened up public comment over a proposal to impose a 20-year ban on mining in the Thompson Divide. The rule would affect about 225,000 acres of public lands in Garfield, Gunnison, and Pitkin counties. It was requested by several state and local leaders, but every Republican in Congress opposes the move. A public meeting in Carbondale is scheduled for December 14th, and all comments are due by mid-January. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.